Christianity is based on the hope that the Lord Jesus is going to return, and that on that day he is going to put everything right. He will usher in a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. The curse will be removed, and the awful doom of the Garden of Eden, the fall of man through sin, will be totally reversed in a world where there is no more curse, no more pain, no more death, no more sorrow. It will be that utopia that everyone is craving after. Now, this book of Revelation is to prepare the church to be witnesses for Christ in a hostile world.
Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This is Ian Gollaher, pastor of our Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale, British Columbia, and I trust that the Lord has a word for your soul today as we turn to the Scriptures of truth. We're going to be turning to the book of Revelation, and I trust that it will be a word just for your own heart. The book of Revelation may be perceived to be a fearful book to many, but in reality, it is the most comforting book to the Christian. Those that are sheltering in Christ as their Savior and are washed in His precious blood, we are filled with gospel hope when we learn of these future events that shall befall the church of the Lord Jesus. They are really the Lord wrapping everything up and fulfilling His plan of redemption. But for the wicked, of course, this is fearful. These are times when the wrath of God will fall upon the kings of the earth and the mighty men and the nations that turn their back on God, those that rebel against Him, the Lord shall judge. And so stay tuned with us here as we turn in our Bibles to Revelation chapter 6. And we're going to firstly just simply read the passage. It's important that you hear the very words of Scripture for yourself. And I pray that as you hear these words read, that they will be as a lamp to your soul. Stay tuned with us now to read Revelation chapter 6, verse 9.
So let's read this now in verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? As we come to Revelation chapter 6, in this great day of the Lord's wrath, Do you really believe that this world could possibly continue on as we know it? Even the environmentalists are warning of global warming, causing rising temperatures, rising water levels, floods, mayhem, overpopulation, leading to famine and starvation, a world that cannot feed itself. Scientists tell us about two fixed laws of science called thermodynamics. The first law is that energy does neither increase nor decrease. It is static. The second law is that the availability of that energy diminishes and will never return. Burn a log in the fire and it will turn to ashes. The energy is spent. You cannot use the ashes any further. Even the sun in the sky someday would burn out if this world were to continue. In the world of genetics, people are trying to live longer. The average age of life in Canada is about 81.4. If you're a lady, you have the advantage. You will live longer than we men. Mind you, it's not much longer. And when you read the medical statistics, those who do live longer don't necessarily have a better quality of life. Just visit a care home. And even those who live long, long lives, the age factor still creates havoc on the body. Christianity is based on the hope that the Lord Jesus is going to return, and that on that day he is going to put everything right. He will usher in a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. The curse will be removed, and the awful doom of the Garden of Eden, the fall of man through sin, will be totally reversed in a world where there is no more curse, no more pain, no more death, no more sorrow. It will be that utopia that everyone is craving after. Now, this book of Revelation is to prepare the church to be witnesses for Christ in a hostile world. The fifth seal that we looked at produced many martyrs. It is a time of rife persecution, and it's not far away from our news headlines every day. I just read yesterday of churches in Algeria that have been closed to the preaching of the gospel. Now, I confess that when I read reports like that, I'm never 100% sure, are they, you know, Christian churches in a gospel evangelical sense, or are they just under the broad umbrella of Christianity? Nevertheless, Christianity is under threat no matter what your creed. Now, in the sixth seal, it brings us to the final conflict of a world under judgment. And then the preaching of the Lamb of God will turn to the wrath of the Lamb. What a fearful title. Indeed, if you were to read this for the first time after reading the Gospels of the Lord Jesus, the Savior, the sympathizing Jesus, and then read of the wrath of the Lamb, it would seem to be the opposite to the Jesus we know, to the Savior whom we worship. But here in this judgment of the wicked, the meek and the lowly Savior who formerly pleaded with sinners is turned to indignation and wrath to unrepentant sinners. Now remember that the Lord carries this twofold title, the Lion Lamb. That is how he was entitled or revealed. When John saw him take the book, he was the Lion Lamb. And so our Lord is not just full of mercy to repentant and to those who trust him. He is also full of terror to those who defy him. And away back in Psalm 2, sinners are exhorted to kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. The Lord Jesus is not to be diminished in his dignity or in his authority, but he is coming again in great wrath against the wicked and will destroy them by the very brightness of his appearing. Now, at the very end of chapter 6, there comes a question, and who shall be able to stand? That's the question we need to look at tonight. Who shall be able to stand on that day of wrath? This bids every one of us to be ready, to be prepared, to ensure that we have trusted the Savior as the Lamb, and do not wait until we face him in his wrath against us for our sin. So you are called to be ready because of the revelation of Christ in wrath. That's my heading. I'm making that my heading. You are called to be ready because of the revelation of Christ in wrath. This book is called The Revelation of Jesus Christ. And when he is revealed, he's revealed with all the attributes, all the perfections of deity and godhood, and all the justice of God, all the holiness of God, all the purity and power of God is in the Lord Jesus. Now, this word revelation is the Greek word apokalypsis, which means to draw back a curtain. And if you want to know more of the Lord Jesus, read the book of Revelation. Indeed, there is a blessing promised for everyone that reads this very book. But before we dig into the details, it is a fact, it is a Christian doctrine, that the world will end and Christ will come as judge. Now, that will be denied, that will be hated, that will be skirted. But if you want to faithfully open the book and discover what the Word says about the Lord, he will come again as a judge. Visibly, every eye will see him. Bodily, as he ascended, so this same Jesus shall come in like manner. And he is given power and authority over all the affairs of the world. Now, that is a fundamental of our faith. And in the course of gospel ministry, of course, we preach such texts. Be ye ready. The day of the Lord draweth nigh. We have many, many warnings, exhortations right through the gospels and the epistles. But now we come to this passage that digs into great detail of the person, the nature, and the authority of the Lord. And this revelation of Christ's wrath against the wicked is consistent. And that's something we must aim for in Bible study, to be consistent. That's why as we search the scriptures, there's time we pull the hair out, because there's passages that seem to be almost saying the opposite to somewhere else. And if that's what we're reading, we need to really really pray and really dig into the meaning. Because the Bible does not contradict itself. And if you have a text that is contradicting 50 texts, you've got the wrong meaning of it. And we need to do our homework until these things are dovetailing, working together in the volume and the consistent teaching of God's Word. Now, what we read here in Revelation 6 is absolutely consistent with the ministry of the Lord Jesus. Would you join me in Matthew 24 and verse 29? Matthew 24 and verse 29. And we read how the Lord predicted and described that day when he would return. 24, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Now, I'm tying this in tonight as we have looked at the martyrs, those that whose blood was shed. And before the end of the world, there will be many more martyrs, many more who must lay down their life for Jesus' sake. And the last days will be days of trouble, tribulation, and wrath of man against the church of the Lord Jesus. And remember how we depicted that the enemy, the devil, hates the image of Christ on the earth. And the more that you align your life with the Lord, the more you live like him, the more you love him and worship him, the more indignation of men will come upon you and the opposition of men against you. Now, after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That is absolutely consistent with what we read in Revelation chapter 6. The persecution, the sixth seal is opened, the great earthquake, and so on. It's also totally consistent with Old Testament theology. The book of Joel, chapter 2, should be read. I'll not take time to do that now. But you will find that the description then of the shaking of the earth, in the same terms, the same degree, the same day of terror to the wicked. And then in the New Testament by the apostles, Peter describes the earth being burned up, the elements shall be dissolved. And 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. Let me read this one to you. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now we could do a little discussion on who that wicked is. It could be Antichrist. It could be the emissaries of Antichrist. It could be those who have persecuted the church. It could be Muslims. It could be many that have set themselves against Christ and his gospel. But the Bible consistently tells us, whether it's the ministry of the Lord Jesus, whether it's Peter or Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2, that on that day when Christ appears, the wicked shall be destroyed. And that's what we have in Revelation chapter 6. And Jesus said in Matthew 24, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. There's the warning. Be ready. Who shall stand? Are you ready? Is your family ready? Are your friends ready? What is the urgency of gospel work in these days? Because wrath is coming upon the wicked, and our ministry is one of warning. Now, this revelation of Christ in wrath cannot be contested. How can I say that? Because Christ is risen, and he's ascended, and we're told that he will come in like manner. That's what the angel said in Acts 1. This same Jesus shall so come in like manner. Now, if the tomb was not empty, then let men contest this. But if Jesus is risen, his body is ascended into glory, then who can argue that it's impossible for Jesus, the Son of God, to return in such power and glory? It's incontestable. Also, when we take note of what happened to the world in the days of Noah, of which the Lord Jesus warned, for as in the days of Noah before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And we know the flood destroyed every soul outside of that ark. It was a day of wrath. And if the day of Christ's coming parallels in its extent and in its terror the days of Noah and that judgment, then this is incontestable. We could add to that Sodom and Gomorrah and the warning that God was going to destroy those cities and how he never left a soul as he rained down fire and brimstone upon those wicked societies for their wicked sins. And the Lord Jesus consistently taught that the Father has committed to the Son all judgment. John 5:22, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. And so I take my stand tonight that this scene in Revelation 6, the great day of wrath, is the consistent Christian doctrine from the Old Testament, the Gospels, the Epistles, right here to the close of God's book. And we must receive this revelation, this word of warning. It is going to happen, and we need to be prepared. And so this is not just scare tactics. It's not just religion at its worst. It is the gospel in its truest, purest form to prepare men to be ready when Christ appears. I move on to my second area. You're called to be ready because of the reality or the realization of his coming. And I use those terms because this is going to actually unfold. It's very easy to quip, oh, that he's coming in the clouds. But here in Revelation 6, we are given tremendous detail. Indeed, there is a sixfold upheaval of the world, and then there's a sevenfold category of men who are not ready, who will be judged on that day, and they're all listed here. The first one in verse 12 is the earthquake, and it is described as a great earthquake. Now, I read about various earthquakes. There was one in Portugal back in the 1600s. And between the shakings of the earth and the tsunami that was caused when waters rose 40 feet above their normal levels, 60,000 people perished in one city. And that's nigh forgotten about now. But the great earthquake, think of the horrendous shakings of the earth when the great deep is broken up and God's wrath is poured out in that manner. Buildings shake, the islands, the mountains move, there is no longer stability. We're told that the sun becomes black, the moon turns to blood. Some reports are given when wars are taking place or earthquakes take place and there are clouds of dust, that when you're looking at the rays of the sun through the dark, thick dust of the earth, that it looks red. I don't know if that's what applies here. Then we're told that the stars of heaven will fall. We're not talking about little meteorites the size of a car wheel. We're talking about planets hitting the earth. Stars fall from heaven. And then the heaven departs or separates as a scroll. That heaven might be the firmament, that encasing of the earth in the outer elements around the earth. And as you know, the oxygen level at ground level changes the higher you go, and when you break through, there is nothing to sustain human life. Nothing can exist. And if those heavens, those elements are rolled up, the earth is exposed to a situation where life cannot exist. Every mountain, we're told in verse 14, every mountain and island were moved out of their places. So don't think that we can escape. Don't think we can find a little lonely, isolated spot on the earth. Such will be the shakings.
Thank you for listening to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. This is Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. You'll also find our podcast button on the top of the homepage of our website. We are on the air Sundays 9:30 a.m., for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services, Sundays 10:30 and 6 p.m. Yes, we have an evening preaching service in our church at 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view our church services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We are located two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. We also have a church in Victoria, 733 Van Alman Avenue, Sundays 10:30 and 6. Our website again is www.ltbs.ca. Remember to join us here again on this station, Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. as we let the Bible speak.